it's awful tough there, because to get those people to turn around. Rail out of shit, Tony out of shit. In Ohio, oh, the enshrinement of the Hall of Fame. Oh, the football. Oh, I see. Put it down, will you? Yeah, fine. Have a look.
Dr. Davis, leave him there.
I was trying to tell you SST. I know that you take a lot of heat, you know, from people that are on the other side, but without your help, we could have never done it. Yeah, yeah. And I must say that, you went in there and you took the leadership on your side, and I'm very grateful, and we're going to do our best to try to see if we can turn the Senate around. If we can't, we're going to make those conferees do their best. But I think from the standpoint of the country, that's the main thing, is that. But, and that's what's really involved here, apart from whether we can go faster to Europe. You and I don't care about that, but my God, we don't want the United States to be number two in the place where we've been number one around the world. Right? Right. Okay.
Probably the likely
course of events does not go with the house. There is a conference, and in that conference, you're going to get something. You've got to get something. But I think it's just good for our morale to win one.
Correct.
Right. Well, the basic, the guys that I think, I'm going to try to take a whack at Cooper and make a big swing at. Yep. Right, you don't have to go through on the street. Ah, good, good. That's great, that's great. And you'll win. Okay. Right, right. And you'll have good time to read. All right, well, that's great. All right, well, I on my part, I will, I've already, you know, had a talk with Russell and Long and Wally Bennett, and I will personally work the center as hard as I can. Basically, there's credit for all of us, and that's the way I played it here. I told Elliot, I said, I'll just go up here and say this when we all work together. That's what he said. Thanks a lot. I give my best to that cute little granddaughter. I think Earl comes in and says she loves me, and I'm all for her, you know. Okay. Okay. John Burns, please. Congressman John Burns of Wisconsin. You know, it really is old common. You know, what a place to do business with. I asked, you know, I called the other guys, and, you know, he told me, it's like, sure, so he said, yeah, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him. I know that thought. God damn, that's a politician who likes to do it. He's, you know, it's a challenge. And he will talk to him. I'll bet you by tomorrow he will have talked to all those people
already. Well,
and he'll have talked to them effectively. He'll not call and say, well, I don't want to, of course, infringe upon your principal. And he'll say, now look here, I got to get to Lockheed. And we can't get to Lockheed. We're going to cool off on that unless we can get first support on this. Now, he can put it right to him. It's going to be a hard game. But anyhow, looks like a damn good day's work at the house.
Thank you.
influencing too much here.
That's all right, it's great. But we are not going to let Israel continue to hurt American foreign policy in the Middle East and solar system. That's ridiculous. And it's just as well, this one isn't where Rogers playing Mr. Bad Guy. Let him play it. With the Jews. Let him play it. Well, I can't tell you, though, how impressed I am with Peterson every time I see him. No, he has conceptual thinking. You know, he knows how to start making a speech that really, really sings. Talks about, I want everything recast in those terms, not in terms of the doing a good job, running the machinery better. Or not, I want to make sure we're going for it. This is exactly, I just occurred to me. Everybody's going to figure that's coming back and going to Alabama. There's nothing, nobody's expecting to rush back to Washington anyway after Texas, so. See, otherwise, no, going to Florida for 2 weekends wouldn't sound good. This doesn't sound like that at all. This is no talking about weekends off. And the next one, I'll be going to Texas. That'll be the story. And then I'll be going down there. I'll do a radio address. I think I'll do a radio address both times if I can get one together.
All right.
In Florida, I might as well do it next Sunday if I can get it together. They're very easy shots. They're easy to do. And if we can get good play on them, what the hell? It's Monday morning papers, right? Number two, that the press, when they talk about the image making and the idea of making me be able to know that we read what they say, if they think something is defective, they say exactly the opposite in order to get you to quit doing it.
Sure.
I think there's something to be said. We have enough reactions from people. You know, like I said, McCall's thing is, frankly, I thought it was, I didn't read the article, but the pictures and everything didn't appeal to me at all. But I think that, but it was more of those
men, McCall's readers,
more of those women that come through that, those lines and things. And frankly, the same with that damn thing with that woman reporter, I mean, that woman on TV, and Helen Thomas' story on the press, I think. The women all loved it. Don't you agree?
Yep.
They like the fact that you mention those things. So you do a little of it. You know, it's a curious mix.
Yeah.
Curious mix. It just might be, you see, it may be that some of our enemies in the press, they don't want us to have any chance to be anything other than a cold mechanic.
I think that's,
see my point,
very definitely the case.
Now that doesn't mean that we go out and fall over everybody and become anything we are.
I think
that was perfectly honest.
Sure.
Everybody does.
And as he always says, Pat overreacts because his point was if we're relying on that to win the election, then forget it. The point is nobody was relying on it. That's a typical sort of Buchananism. You know, it's all black and white. All you're doing is using that as one little part of an overall bundle of stuff you're dishing out.
Pretend an election to tempted to go all out, basically the Goldwater line, you know what I mean? He couldn't understand why more people didn't vote for Goldwater. Well, the reason is that there's just a hell of a lot of other things. It's a mix. I mean, what you really need, and it's why we have the staff is really good this way, in one sense, you need a mix between Buchanan and Price. Price is too much the sort of the, you know, poet and the guy that thinks in terms, you know, of the mystique of the presidency and much the all those problems to more, or sort of the sitting on the stool at the top and judging pretty damn good. And really how, I mean, they'd rather unmask themselves pretty neatly for everybody. Now we won't have any illusions about it. Now we can all over the sea. No problem with weather in Florida in May, so.
Well, that's, there is, as a matter of fact, is there, I was wondering if you wanted to.
What is it?
Well, they had some rain yesterday. They had this
out for,
yeah,
all rain is probably there. And they were getting some rain, they wouldn't have more of Easter in May, I don't think. It's a hurricane. That's the later seasons. May we had it in 68, wasn't it? Right at the end of the, was it bad? Oregon primary, we got down there in our, the press got marooned down on Walker's Cay. Still go, at least we get the water change out.